The Venetia Diamond Underground Mine near Mussina got underway in 2013. It's a $2 billion project said to be the biggest single investment in South Africa's diamond industry for some decades. The underground mine is expected to start producing output by 2022, with full output happening in 2025. The project is an extension of an existing open pit mine, which is soon to no longer be exploitable, with De Beers saying that the life of mine will now be extended to 2046. To tell us about the project and its contribution to the economy, I'm joined on the line by Alan Roddle. He's the project director at the Venetia Underground Mine and the head of operations at De Beers. Thanks very much for joining us, Alan. So it's been 7 years working on this project. Just give us an update on how it's going and whether it's meeting its phased targets.
Thanks, Mampa. Yeah, the project is certainly well on track. I mean, this year is a big year for us. We've got five big areas of work that we're focusing on, and all with the intent of the culmination of first production in 2022 and the project then wrapping up in 2025 as we hand over to operations. So this year is really focused on what we call the prioritization plan, which is aimed at accelerating some high-value ore, which allows us to achieve hopefully an improved and rapid ramp-up. So that's the first thing. The second thing is around mining development, and we've actually done in excess of 10,000 meters project to date on the project, and the production shaft, and this is really a twin shaft project with a decline, and the production shaft has completed sinking now. We're in the equipping phase, and anybody who's been involved in shaft equipping will know that that's an exciting time. The services shaft has got about 60 meters left to go before we'll start equipping in that space, and all going well, we'll then move into full production or ramp up production in kind of H2 of 2022. We also see at the end of this year us commencing with our what we call our stay in business capital development portfolio, which is really the first opportunity for the owners team to ramp up both in development but also in terms of recruitment. And the exciting thing is around potential job creation during the construction phase. The project has the potential of around 2,000 personnel. Mm-hmm. At this stage, we're about 1,800 personnel. So definitely a big year for us. By and large, the project is tracking really well. Lots of surface infrastructure work that is going to be wrapping up towards the end of 2020, early 2021. And as I mentioned, we've got the shaft and the decline underway at the same time.
So just give us some background on the rationale behind making the investment in the Venetia underground mine.
Well, the reality is that the Venetia ore body is an amazing ore body. It's been an operating open pit mine since around 1992 and has been run really successfully by the team. And what we call cut four, which is the final open pit cut, comes to completion around H1 of 2022. But you still have an amazing resource underneath that. And that's really what this project is aimed at extracting, is really going deeper down to just on 1,000 meters and extracting the economic resource beneath that. And then certainly looking for further opportunities to even go deeper if the economics allows that. So we've got a fantastic resource and it's an opportunity just to utilize that.
So tell us, what's the relationship between De Beers and Anglo American?
Well, we're part of Anglo American Group, and it goes without saying that Anglo and De Beers have been an integral part of the South African economic journey. So yes, we're certainly for part of the great Anglo American Group and benefit from some of the amazing technical and special skills that they bring to the party.
So you are spending $2 billion on this project. Just break down those numbers for us.
So a large part of the projects, so if I had to break it up into some key areas, you'd have your shaft infrastructure, which is a large part of it. It's a twin shaft project. We have what we call top of mine, which is a decline, which goes from surface down to what we call 54 level, which is really just the early part of development. And that spans two pipes. We have two of these ore bodies, one is called K1 and one is called K2. So you've got your surface infrastructure, you've got your shafts, and then you've got your declines series. And then there's obviously a whole a span of work that's associated with engineering, construction work, and the rest. And then obviously as we move into operations, some of the capital spend is the early stages of operations as we ramp up.
So you touched on it a little bit, that is on the social impact side. You're expanding the lifetime of the mine in this investment. What does this mean for the local community? What will this mean in terms of job creation and things like local supply development and so on?
Yeah, hugely important. Great question. I think there's no doubt that enterprise development has the potential, and certainly in Venetia Mines' case with the current leadership team, has boosted the small businesses and local economy up in Encina and the Blouberg area. We've got a whole series of programs, and our purpose is really about reimagining mining to improve people's lives, and that's what it's about. So how do we make a difference in the communities we operate in? I mean, we have an amazing history. We, through the Anglo-Americans, are merely our acclaimed enterprise development arm. We've managed to create over 2,500 standalone small business or small and medium business enterprises, which has kind of generated close to 58,000 jobs, which is an amazing accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Closer to the business hearts, we've got the what we call it our key enterprise development initiative, which is acceleration of women-owned micro-enterprises, which is a program that addresses some of the capacity in terms of women entrepreneurs, primarily in the informal sector, to apply business management skills. So
yes.
In this case, we've actually had, in 2019, 250 women from the Messina local municipality that have graduated from our program. And in 2020, this year, February, we've had 243 women entrepreneurs come through. So something we're truly proud of and very excited. And the current mine leadership that are driving this project, they've done a fantastic job. So
Alan, there's always a concern about deep level mining and the damage this causes to the environment and by extension to the community. What have you guys been doing in this project to be more environmentally aware in your digging?
Okay, so in this case, the exciting thing is, and as you all know, the key focus for De Beers, as is with most industry, is around reducing, replacing and recovering. And in our case, our first focus is reducing energy intensity. And that is making sure, and that's a part of anybody's everyday business, that it's just how can you do what you're doing better, more effectively and more efficiently. The next part of it is really replacing fossil fuels. And in that case, we're looking at hydrogen fuel cells, not so much for the underground, but we are looking at that at one of our platinum complexes called Mogalakwena, some exciting work in that space. Something which we're doing, which is really, we're hoping we're going to be working with our vendors and some of our suppliers, is really replacing fossil electricity, which you and I would know as coal and diesel, with certainly solar or photovoltaic type plant energy. And we're looking at, and this is exciting, at Venetia, initially a 10-meg solar plant, which will then be stepped up to 25-meg, and then we'll obviously take it a little further as we expand the underground workings. And some of our other operations, we're also looking at solar voltaics. So that would put us in a position to replace what we would call fossil electricity. And then finally, we're looking at what we call recovering, and that's recovering our carbon emissions. So if we do have carbon emissions, we're looking at, we produce a final product called processed kimberlite, which is a waste rock. And we're actually looking at using that waste rock to capture carbon. So then if you could picture it, it's almost encapsulating carbon as it's generated and then storing it in this rock so it's not released. So those are areas really just reducing energy intensity, replacing fossil fuels, and then and hopefully then, as I said, if we have to recover, then using these tailings.
Very interesting processes going on there. Once upon a time, it used to be said that diamonds were a girl's best friend, and it was extremely fashionable and happening to wear a diamond. But is that necessarily the case these days? And as you make this huge investment that you've outlined to us, ultimately, are you confident that there's going to be demand for your offering when you start output?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that you talk about synthetics and lab-grown diamonds, and that's something something which we've entered in terms of lab-grown diamonds. But there's no doubt that the value proposition that a synthetic diamond, it's a different area that it operates in. Natural diamonds, it's got an unbelievable bill of appeal. It's been around a long time, and we certainly believe that come 2022, when we start production, there will be a huge market for our product from Venetia Mine.
And does that tend to be from Asia?
So in terms, just is the question, is our demand from Asia?
That's correct, yes.
So there's no doubt that the market in Asia is growing. It's a market in which we're certainly driving a lot of our marketing. The market in the US is still very large, and it's still a very, very key part of our business. So I would say the largest market certainly being the US market. India is a big market for us as well as Asia.
That was Alan Roddell. He's the project director of the Venetia Underground Project and the head of operations at the De Beers Group.